Hello and welcome to Midday's sports podcast. I'm Sachin Kalbag, editor-in-chief of Midday. And with me today is Ashwin Ferro, the sports editor of Midday. Ashwin, today, nothing else but Suryavanshi's 97 of 29 balls. Wonderful. But here's the record. Vaibhav Suryavanshi has had a historic record-shattering IPL this year. 680 runs in just 15 matches. 243 strike rate, so clearly not a slouch. And he's got the orange cap. And the question that everybody's asking is, if he's hit a century last year at 14, he's hit a century this year at 15, why is this boy not in the national squad?
Vaibhav is the flavor of the month, actually flavor of the last 2 months, if I can correct myself there. And yes, we're looking at big numbers and we're missing out on two 90s he scored also. This is 93 and 97, if I'm not wrong, in this season. So yeah, the numbers are there. But I still feel 15 is a little young. There are two reasons why I'll stay. We'll wait a little bit for the Vaibhav entry into the national team. The first is, of course, the age factor. The pressure is different playing in the national blue rather than playing in your state colours or your IPL colours.
Rajasthan pink,
yeah. the bright pink we talk about. And the second reason, I think, is you've got a very, very well-set T20 World Cup winning team. Dropping someone for anyone, for that matter, it's not fair. If you look up the lineup, you've got Abhishek Sharma, you've got Samson up there. Who do you drop? Number three, Surya Kumar, your captain. You can't drop him. So I think you've got to wait. But I still have some positive news, if you can call it, that before the India-England T20 series of five matches, there's an India-Ireland series. Now, lesser team, I think Vaibhav can get a chance there.
That's quite encouraging. But here's the thing. Vaibhav is not scared of bowlers. He's hit Jasprit Bumrah for a six on the first ball he faced. He has hit Trent Bolt. He has hit Pat Cummins for three sixes. He has hit Josh Hazlewood. So clearly he's not a slouch. He is not someone who's afraid of bowlers. He's not someone who's afraid of any kind of reputation of all these all-time greats. So then clearly a spot in the national squad may do him good. Start off with a lesser team perhaps. Ireland, we should not of course discount Ireland. But Ireland has beaten some of the best in the world. But Ireland is much better than say England or Australia to begin with. Just like we did with a certain somebody called Sachin Tendulkar in 1989. When we sent him to Pakistan instead of sending him to the West Indies. In 1989 he made his debut in November. But people like Tendulkar have also praised the bat swing, the composure, the kind of balanced head that this boy has got. What are your thoughts on the temperament aspect of Vaibhav's performance?
Well, I agree with the experts. Can't deny the fact that the boy has a brilliant temperament for this format. Playing in front of 1 lakh fans and taking bowlers like Bumrah and Bolt and Hazlewood and then Cummins to the cleaners is no mean task. And he keeps doing it time and again. It's not just a flash in the pan. As I said earlier also, his scores have been brilliant. 97, 93. These are not, you know, small-time scores. They're big numbers. So what I imagine is that if he gets the Ireland call-up, hopefully if he gets it for the Ireland series, they retain him back and keep him in the 15 or 16, what the squad is for the England series. So he gets the dressing room experience, the idea of being rubbing shoulders with the big names of the Indian team. And also, a little cheeky to say this, but also he puts pressure on the so-called openers who are already established. They know they can't fail because you've got a teenager in the dressing room waiting to take a spot.
The other thing is that while we are waiting for the final to happen on Sunday, it is 50-50% chance that Vaibhav will play on Sunday, given that the semi-final, the qualifier 2 is on Friday evening. But here's the thing, if there are several people who say that he has still not got perhaps the right technique, perhaps is the word, for a test cricket player. He hasn't got a straight bat on all the balls. He looks like a slogger. He starts slogging from ball one. And yet, he's got all these results. So before we go on to the all-important final on Sunday, there will be extra scrutiny on this boy. The same thing happened with Vinod Kambli. The same thing happened with Sachin Tendulkar. All of these teenage prodigies are looked at with greater scrutiny because eventually we think that they're going to achieve a lot of other big things in life. At this point of time, if you were Vaibhav's coach, what would you be telling him?
Well, I think the coaching team at RR have been very clear with him. They've not given him any instructions, no targets, no plans. just go and enjoy his batting. And he's doing that. He's the minute you, I think the minute you set targets to anyone, not just a player, you know, corporate worker, you have a target, he's under pressure. If you ask him to play freely, he will do it. And he's been doing that. So I think there's no need to really put the boy under the scanner. Everyone is doing that. Yes, there's comments from Sachin, comments from Akash Chopra, Sunny Gavaskar has been very highly praising the boy. It's absolutely difficult to put yourself in his shoes right now. But the way he's playing, I think you want to wait and watch every next innings. I mean, when you wait for a player, wait to watch a player, that's what a good player is.
When he scored less than 5 runs against Mumbai the other day at the 1K day, the entire stadium went silent because they all came to watch this boy wonder rather than watching their own team out here. So that speaks a lot for this boy.
Absolutely. Even yesterday, I think when he was out at 97, one ball short of what would have been the fastest T20 100, beating someone like Chris Gayle is a huge feat. I think the entire stadium was quiet. And the commentators also said that everyone's in mourning because they won't come to see this young boy play and he's out now. Except for the SRH players who were happy. There was nobody else celebrating. So that's kind of love and adulation he's earned for himself in the last 2 years. Talking about his technique, I just come back to what you asked me earlier. We've noticed, and I think analysts have pointed out, he's thrown the coaching manual out of the window. You know, he doesn't play with a straight bat that often. He uses a cross bat that gives him lesser chance to play in the V, which is again from the coach's manual. But he's effective. I mean, he's really effective. So he's changed, what do you call, the coaching manual to suit his style of batting. And it's working. So I think we can't question him there. Again, his batting style is unique because he's a left-hander, uses a swing. There's 80% of his runs scored on the leg side. But that doesn't mean the offside is weak. The offside is equally strong. He's scored some brilliant sixes yesterday at the offside against a brilliant bowling lineup. So I think we should let the boy play his natural game. Coming back to the earlier question, no targets, go out and play. Whatever happens is fine, acceptable.
And Sunday being the big day, RCB versus either Gujarat or Rajasthan Royals. Both teams have stellar performers. You have Shubman Gill in Gujarat Titans. You have Vaibhav and Yashasvi Jaiswal in Rajasthan Royals. So clearly, it's a match set up in heaven in terms of just the fireworks that are going to happen. Some days ago, Midday, the newspaper that we work for, also did a graphic on how big this year has been for IPL in terms of 220 plus scores. Almost every team that has scored 220, 240, etc. are not safe. They feel that even yesterday when RR scored 243, the commentators were saying it's not a safe total because, you know, these totals have been chased down. So cricket is changing, the pitches are changing, entertainment is changing. So on Sunday when you have the final, you expect similar fireworks at Ahmedabad?
Absolutely, the perfect venue for a big final. We had World Cup finals there, big crowds, pressure game. But I think these 220 targets are good from the entertainment point of view. The BCCI wants the crowds to come. There's a young following. There's a female following now for cricket has increased. The good thing is that, yeah, the numbers are good. But from a bowler's point of view, you feel a little sorry for them being taken to the cleaners for 200 runs in an innings. Their ego must be bruising. They work really hard. It's a thankless job on India's flat tracks. But yeah, you still want to see Mr. Virat Kohli smashing them around. So that's what the game is all about. The best part is it's unpredictable. Like yesterday, the toss was won by SRH, but they still chose to field and they lost. So I think this glorious uncertainty is what makes the game really interesting. Final will be a cracker of a game.
True,
no
but you know, just to counter, you know, just to play the devil's advocate, the fact is that the more effective players this year have been the fast bowlers. Rabada, you have Pat Cummins coming in and yet he came in late and yet he's taking wickets. You have Kagiso Rabada from South Africa, who's come here and playing for Gujarat Titans and creating a huge impact. All of these bowlers have come here with the knowledge that they're going to be hit around. And yet, they have persevered. Not only persevered, they have been effective in their team's winning performances. So, clearly, not just a batsman's game anymore. I'm hoping that there'll be some equality, you know, in terms of opportunity for both bowlers and batsmen. But clearly, a big, big final coming up. Thank you so much, Ashwin, for joining me in this podcast. And hopefully, I've done enough homework to impress you with my knowledge about IPL and the game.
You're the smartest man on the floor, Sachin. There's no doubt about it when it comes to cricket. So yeah, great talk. Thank you for this. We should do it more often.
And remember, Ashwin, the appraisals are coming up. So you better be nice to me.
Yes.
Better be nice to me. Okay, bye-bye. Thanks, everybody, for listening to our podcast. We'll be back soon with another episode of Sports with Midday.